Hi, you're listening to Supply Chain Radio. My name is Matt Gunn, and I am joined today by Giuseppe Robbiano from Bray. Hi, Giuseppe. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Matt. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm doing well. Why don't we just kick this off with a little bit of an introduction to yourself and your role with Bray and where Bray is in the world of manufacturing.
Okay. So my name is Giuseppe Robbiano. I'm the Global ERP Director at Bray International. Bray International, it's in the flow control business. We basically have a modular set of valves, actuators, accessories that are very high quality and high compatibility on the flow industry. We have business in different verticals: oil and gas, mining, agriculture, pure water, wastewater, desalination. There's plenty of applications of our products in different markets. So, I mean, we are definitely an industrial manufacturing company that diversifies in their products.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're hitting several industries, some of them very specialized, I would imagine, for the specific product, but with a pretty big array of products that you're just trying to plan for and create within your ERP and working with your suppliers.
Correct. There's definitely a lot of planning involved. Yep.
All right. So we're talking through a little bit of this, and within your role as ERP director, you're kind of approaching it from an IT angle, but also serving the business leaders across of Bray, really, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
I think one thing that I always find interesting is helping those people understand the technology that you're using and how it can address some of your biggest challenges in the supply chain. What are the areas, I think, for your world that very specifically you've been trying to address, to smooth out, to build better supplier relationships?
Supplier visibility is key for us. Inventory levels, we try to keep them as low as possible, obviously, for obvious reasons. Having communication with our suppliers, and not just communication, but for them to have the ability to get into our ERP system and see our inventory levels of all of the products that they are supplying to us, it's key. With that, you can avoid having to keep more inventory than you would like to, and you know, the ability to have a plan B or C in case something happens with your main supplier also helps to plan, right? Be ready for any emergencies that you could have in the supply chain. So definitely something that our suppliers and us try to keep as current as possible, visibility of our inventory level, so they can react really quickly to emergency POs and not be in that emergency mode where lead times are crucial, right? So have stuff in advance.
That's got to be an interesting one with an inventory, because I imagine because of the scope of industries that you serve, there are some pieces that you're moving all the time and some that might sit for a while.
Correct.
Does that level of inventory and supplier connectivity change depending on the product itself? Does it get really complex, I guess, is my question there.
It does, depending on the vertical market. It does sometimes. Most of the time, suppliers have part of our planning and they know weeks in advance what our planning is, so they can have also their own planning for Bray, right? And saying, this is how we're going to be doing this. The POs are going to come in the next 4 weeks with these levels, and we have to make sure that we can deliver in the certain different locations that we have, because it's not all centralized in one location. So we're all over the world. And we also have suppliers coming from all over the world. So they are exposed to our planning also. It's key for us, so we can keep that communication going. They can also plan. We don't want them to be stressed out that in a certain time that they're not expecting it, they're going to get a PO from Bray.
Right, so in a way, it's having them feel like they have a sense of control over the relationship with you.
Right.
No, I think that that's an important thing, because there has to be something in it for that supplier.
Correct.
So, you know, they can serve you guys. Walk me through, I guess, kind of a day in the life. What are the biggest challenges with ERP systems as you're working with your own teams to make sure that everything's working, or working to extend some of that functionality to your suppliers? I guess kind of what's a day in the life like as you go through this?
Basically, we have about 85 different companies around the world. They are all running in an ERP system. So we have to support them all, no matter what platform they are. We also are in charge of enhancements and personalizations of the system, and depending on the different modules that we use. This is not only regarding suppliers. We're talking about all of our sales side, right? Regarding our customers, all of our manufacturing and planning. So there's sometimes even development to be done, some functionality that is not there that we need and that we can build for the ERP systems that we're using. So it's a challenge. It's about having the right group of people, the right team, being focused on what for us it's the bane of our business, right? We need our ERP systems to operate properly, to satisfy our customers, and we need our suppliers to help us out in this task, which is huge, right? So we see our suppliers as partners. That's why a very large group of them have access to our inventory levels, right? Because we see them as partners. our success is going to be their success too, because they're going to get more POs, right? If the quality levels also are very high and we don't have many rejections from them, they know they're going to get more business from us, right? So it's a challenge on the IT side to be able to have those portals available for them at all times also, right? They obviously would like to have full visibility of many other things inside our system, which is also a challenge when we talk about security, right, of our data. But we're working closely with them to be able to provide them the information that they need without disrupting our IT landscape and security.
Right, no, that's a good point, right? There's that fine line between probably opening yourself up a little too much to suppliers who are still not part of your company necessarily. They might be great partners, but also, you know, knowing when to draw that line. How has the evolution of technology, I guess, helped enable this? What are the things that have changed, I guess, in the ERP landscape since you've been working on it that make this relationship and make your ability to connect to others better?
Integrations have been key, right? You know, classic ERP systems before had been really rough or difficult to integrate with other systems, right? We're talking about CRM, SCM, you name them, EAM. Now, our new ERP system is allowing us to integrate more with the outside world, right? In a very easy manner, very seamless way, through many ways. And also to use our data in ways that we haven't used before, right? Data mining and now getting into artificial intelligence. It's something important that it's going to get the same data that we have today, be able to produce an easy way of making decisions quicker, right? And to mine this data in a way that we can react and we can implement artificial intelligence to help us out in what we're doing day to day.
Right. So then you start talking about BI and machine learning and
correct,
really turning that data into something that makes a competitive advantage for you.
Really. Agreed. Because, you know, the competitors are doing the same thing. So it's key for us to be the best at what we're doing.
Yeah. Sure. No. And I mean, any industry, I feel like, you know, the competitors are coming from different and unexpected places too. So you always have to kind of keep an eye out on what else is out there in the world.
Agreed, yeah.
So projecting forward, I guess, and I know you probably hinted at some of these technologies here, but what are you really looking forward to bringing to your supply chain, to bringing to your systems that will really make a difference?
We're looking into partnering more with our suppliers to get them more visibility than what they have, maybe on an easier way. Let's talk about mobile. Right? Everybody uses a smartphone today. We would like to provide the same visibility that now they have with the portals that they are using to be able to, so they can run it in their phones, right? When they are out. Mobile is, it's something that we would like to go into. And I think that the solutions that we have today allow us to do that. So integration is big, but also the mobile world is another big one that we need to explore and explode more, because our competitors are going to do the same thing.
Sure. So the next level for you is just taking that connectivity and that visibility and making it that much more of a competitive advantage for you.
Correct.
Very great.
We want to be the easiest to make business with company in the world in the flow industry. So that's part of the plan. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Giuseppe, any closing thoughts as we kind of close out this conversation? What else is it that excites you with just the world of technology in general as a user?
You know, technology should be seen as making everybody's life easier. On our business, we want to have the best employees, the happier employees. And part of that is giving them the technology to succeed, excel at what they do every day, not being something that they drag to do, but that they enjoy doing. Same thing, not only with our internal employees, but with our customers, having them satisfied. And technology allows us to do that, react quicker to what their expectations are and fulfill those expectations and exceed them. And same with our suppliers, be able to integrate them more into our supply chain and give them the opportunity to also excel at what they do.
Excellent. Yeah, no, I mean, it does seem like there's a lot of opportunity. And the more that you can remove that friction and that just challenge of adoption, the
correct,
better you can get,
yep,
as a company.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining. This has been an episode of Supply Chain Radio. Thank you again to Giuseppe Robbiano of Bray. My name is Matt Gunn. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast network.